It has been tough for some of the extroverts out there during this MCO, CMCO. These social creatures have lost most of their communication to the outside world, and in order to fulfill their social needs, some of them have turned to Omegle. Omegle is an online chat website, something like MSN back in the days, and you will be put into sessions with anonymous people. Do you have COVID? Quite a few Malaysians use the site, and one of them is 17-year-old Brandon Yong. Brandon told World of Buzz that he had been using Omegle for the past 3 years, and it is only recently that he had faced racial attacks based on his appearance. Brandon noted that there is an increase in the number of racial attacks on Omegle as he looks Asian, and these people automatically assumed that Brandon has COVID-19. To give an example on what Brandon faces online, we'll attach a little clip here. https://worldofbuzz.com/wp-content/uploads/2020/05/received_87743194275476.mp4 When the call got through, Brandon took up his hand to wave at the Caucasian girl, who instantly said, "Oh my god, he's Asian." She reached out to a face mask that was nearby and put it on while giggling. Brandon then exclaimed that what she did was racist, and she ignored the statement by asking Brandon if he had COVID-19. When Brandon sent her a few texts stating that what she did was racist, she said while smiling smugly, "I know, that's the point." Brandon then told her that what she did was rude and it's not funny, to which she replied, "It's funny to me and my friends." The girl then disconnected from the call. Brandon told us that ever since the pandemic started, he has been getting a lot of racially driven comments which associates his race and the current pandemic. He said that those comments were really saddening and disappointing. Moreover, in this case, her blatant action of pointing out racism as okay and funny is infuriating and upsetting. He further explained that it is crystal clear that everyone is battling the virus together, yet some of them don't realize that it also means not pointing fingers. Other than being on Omegle, Brandon games occasionally as well, but he doesn't face as much racism there as his face is not shown. In order to raise more awareness about racism during this pandemic, Brandon has started a movement on Instagram which features the above video. If you would like to know more about this movement, you can go to Brandon's Instagram and click on his highlight titled #StopRacism. What do you think about this? Tell us in the comments. Also read, Angmos criticize Malaysia for being dirty and unhygienic, but Malaysians defend our humid country. You have reached the end of this story.